It's the book review. And, George, you have the song ready? Yes, this book review finishes with a song. For the thriller, going into, I normally do sort of detective thrillers, police procedurals, psychological thrillers, those kinds of things. And I'm going into a genre of thriller that not really to my taste, but Chris Ryan is, I think, one of the best exponents of it. One of those, ex-SAS or Special Forces people who then writes books about Special Forces people, which are filled with derring do and enormous skill with weaponry and all of those sorts of things. But Danny Black is the central character in Chris Ryan's books, and he's one of the more approachable, more human, more credible people. You know, I mean, he's not just a killing machine. He is a living, breathing, thinking, feeling human being. And his previous book had him this book begins with him recuperating from an operation where he was part of an SAS unit which was in the badlands of northern Syria, ambushed and massacred by a small army of mercenaries dressed like Hell's Angels. He's the only person who survives it. He loses mates, and he's really fuming about this. And when he gets back to London, he learns that the unit was betrayed by a mole feeding high-level military intelligence to the Russians. And like any good SAS man, he goes, what does he go? I want to avenge the men who lost their lives on this op, the 022 op. So that he accepts a mission to assassinate the man responsible for, or the man he thinks, and the authorities who are directing him on this mission, think is responsible for the death of his mates. So he finds himself operating with MI6 officer, and they embark on a very high-risk mission, one of those deniable-at-all-costs missions that will require all of Danny's regimental skills. But things are not as simple as they appear. They never are in these sorts of books. And the person who is ultimately responsible for the death of his mates might just be the president of a supposedly friendly country who is prepared to do almost anything in order to have another 4 years in power. I will not say any more than that. In this genre, I think he's really good at it. I mean, it's not a genre that... I think it's niche, but if it's a niche that you enjoy stepping into, then I think this is a very good example of that. Louis de Bernier is a man who's written quite a lot of books, some of which have been very, very successful, and others of which have been only pretty damn successful. And he's been writing a trio. Captain Corelli's Mandolin is probably the most read and most loved of his books. And he's now into the third of a trilogy about Daniel Pitt, RAF fighter in the First World War, espionage agent for the Special Operations Executive, the forerunner of the SAS in the Second World War. And this, the third book, The Autumn of the Ace, takes him from 1945 and takes him for the next sort of several decades, and is much more about memory and about family and about those kinds of things. I'm not the hugest of fans. I understood why Captain Corelli's Mandolin was so popular, although I was not somebody who raved about it much. And he's an old-fashioned novelist, and for many people, many readers, that is agreeable to them. That is what they want. They don't want books which are set as examples of creative writing in the 21st century. They want books which have stood the test of time, old-fashioned storytelling, rich language, rich families, lots of tension, lots of backwards and forwards, descriptive passages which go on and often are in italics, and characters who are almost too good to be true. And it's a pretty decent example of that. I haven't read the first two, but I don't think you need to. And if you are particularly a Louis de Bernier fan, then I'm quite sure that you will really enjoy The Autumn of the Ace. And then Dolly Parton, who I've always loved. I've always admired. Not the kind of music that, again, that I really, really listen to. But she seems to have conducted herself with enormous dignity, despite this kind of quite embellished image that she presents to the musical world. And the fact that she donated $1 million to the Moderna vaccine development just increases my respect for her. And there's a kind of coffee table size book out now, Dolly Parton Song Teller by Dolly Parton with Robert K. Urman. And it she's written more than 3,000 songs. And in this book, she goes back over 60 years of songwriting, and she tells the stories about 175 of those songs. And she illustrates them with photographs from the period in which they were sung and recorded. And they're personal little vignettes about that time and her relationships with the musicians in her band and so on. And it's just an elegant and stylish and charming book. She writes about being on the set of 9 to 5 with Jane Fonda and Lily Tomlin and watching everything, soaking up everything like a sponge. I couldn't play my guitar. I didn't want to disrupt everything on the set by making music and attracting attention when other people were trying to work. So I would just take my nails and make them sound like a typewriter. Off by myself, I would click my nails and use that sound as my music. I wrote 9 to 5 in my head that way. I'd go back to my hotel at night and put down what I'd written that day, playing my guitar and getting it on tape. Over a long period of time, I wrote the song 9 to 5 on my nails.
Tumble out of bed and I stumble to the kitchen. Pour myself a cup of ambition and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets, the traffic starts jumping with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living. Barely getting by, it's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind and they never give you credit. It's enough to drive you crazy if you let it. 9 to 5, for service and devotion. Want to move ahead, but the boss won't seem to let me. I swear sometimes that man is out to get me. They let you dream just to watch him shatter. You're just a step on the boss man's ladder, but you got dreams he'll never take away. Same boat with a lot of your friends, waiting for the day your ship will come in and the tide's gonna turn and it's all gonna roll your way. Working 9 to 5.
It's a great song. Great songwriter. Lovely woman. Conducted herself over 60 years of showbiz with decorum, which should be the envy of others who seem to revel rather in scandal. And it's a big book, and that means it's not cheap, and so it's not going to be something that the less well-heeled will be able to afford. But if you're a Dolly Parton fan and you have some money, this really is an absolutely charming volume to have around and dip into.